From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. The music you're hearing is from the Brown Chapel AME Church Choir in Selma, a city that was in the national spotlight for the push for voting rights for black citizens in 1965. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and travel journalist Darlene Newman joins us by Skype to talk about her experiences along Alabama's civil rights trail. She is the Emmy Award-winning host of Travels with Darlie, soon to be featured on Alabama Public Television. Darlie Newman, welcome to Troy Public Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to get to speak with you and share some of these wonderful Alabama Civil Rights Trail experiences.
Darlie, first of all, I want to acknowledge that you are a fellow Southerner. You grew up in South Carolina, although you do live in New York City right now.
Yes, Carolina. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, such a great place to grow up, being at the beach and getting to do so many wonderful outdoor activities, which has come in handy as I've filmed over a decade all around the world, both for my Equitrekking show and for Travels with Darlie, because I seem to always be trying new things. So being outside in South Carolina as a child, I guess it helped prepare me for my life later on.
You have done a couple of programs that Alabama Public Television will be carrying later this month and in February that relate to Dr. King and the civil rights movement. Tell me the highlights of your travels to cover this story.
We were able to film 2.5 hours along Alabama's civil rights trail for my series Travels with Darlie, which has been on public television stations for a number of years now. We actually just finished our 51st half-hour episode, which is kind of a landmark, I think. And I was loving my adventures in Birmingham, Selma, and Montgomery, where we were able to go to sites of significance related to the civil rights movement, and including talking about the Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church, where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. served as pastor from the 50s into 1960. And there's so much history that you can uncover. One of the things that I thought was so neat about our travels throughout Alabama was just meeting people who lived through the movement. For instance, at the Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church, I had Wanda Battle as my tour guide. And she and her sister were singing songs during the movement and giving their voice to the movement as children. There were a lot of remarkable women like that that I was able to meet during the filming and that we're sharing in these upcoming episodes. So the content is truly special in that way. It's archiving this oral history, sharing it with people across the nation and the world eventually as it moves around on these different networks.
Well, the impact of what you have done is to bring the listeners, the viewers, to the sites and hear these stories. I noticed in Selma you interviewed Joanne Bland. She had a very interesting comment. Her comment was, "We need to tell our own stories." And she talked about social movements being like a jigsaw puzzle. And then I saw you get emotional talking with her. Why did it impact you like that?
It's so funny, Carolyn, because if you watch some of my older episodes or any of the episodes, really, you'll see that I'm a super adventurous person. I mean, I've gone swimming with sharks in Dubai. I jumped off of the world's highest bungee in Macau. I've done all these adrenaline junkie things. But then I've also talked to some of the most remarkable people around the world. And it's been over a decade that I've been doing this. I've never cried on camera or really gotten emotional. But with Joanne sitting there at the foot of the Edmund Pettus Bridge and hearing her story of the courage that it took for her to continue to participate as a child foot soldier in this movement and the horrors that she witnessed firsthand, it really hit home, and I think it will affect people when they watch this segment, because she did talk about telling her own story. It is such a powerful story, and because getting that knowledge from her firsthand, it makes you think so differently about history that happened. It's not until you go to these sites and you get to talk to these people who lived through this time period that you truly hear what happened. It's those firsthand accounts that are so, so valuable, and hers is a really remarkable story.
You covered food, and there's a famous restaurant in Selma named Laney's Barbecue. Everyone goes there. And I was so intrigued when you interviewed the matriarch about her secret sauce and where the idea for the recipe came from. Where did it come from?
Lula Hatcher sat with me on her front porch, which is across the street from the restaurant, and I had just had the most amazing barbecue experience. It was great. But she said it came to her. She was in bed. She was dreaming about it. She said it was a divine thing. The Lord told her how to make this sauce. I love to hear people's stories and how something came into their restaurant or their family or a tradition that they passed down. And that's one that she's now passing down to the next generation. But it's something that you can only really experience if you go there and get it fresh. But I thought her story was just a really great one. And also the story of how this is a place where a lot of different area restaurants were segregated. They were not, everybody entered into the same door when they would go get their barbecue. And this was during the civil rights movement, during this tumultuous time in Selma. And the fact that it was a place where food brought people together, I think, is a really interesting example of a historical location that you can visit today and you can actually enjoy the food and get a real taste of that history.
You know, there were lighthearted moments in your series, and there were very poignant moments. And when you visited the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, and there were some stained glass windows that told a story.
Well, Pastor Arthur Price was there when I visited the church, and I was able to interview him, and he talked about the September 15th bombing in 1963. He really has a great description of it. And you go down into the basement and there's a clock that still is stopped at the time of 10:22 when the bombing occurred. And, you know, we lost the lives of these young children. This is something that made headlines all around the world because that's got changed for the better because people started to recognize what was happening in places like Selma and Birmingham and the atrocities that were happening. But I think it's really interesting, again, to go to these present day sites. You can visualize from the past, but then what's there and what's present. And there are these stained glass windows that are works of art, but that also have these stories of what we should look forward to the future. But he tells the story in such a way that there's a window that's there, one of them that was blown out except for the part where Christ is knocking on the door. He was saying, is it a miracle? It's very strange. Maybe it's a cryptic message. And there were lots of different interpretations that he had for it, but there was potentially a message there. And I thought that was an interesting take on it. And again, something that you can go look at if you visit the church today. And I encourage people to also then go back and look at the photographs, which we have in the episode from the bombing that took place, so you can see the aftermath.
Well, Darlie, our time is short, and I thank you so much for visiting with Troy Public Radio on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, because so many of these sites pertain to his life, his legacy.
Thanks, Carolyn. I really enjoyed it.
Joining us by Skype was Emmy Award-winning travel journalist Darlie Newman, host of Travels with Darlie on PBS. Her Alabama Civil Rights Trail programs will be featured on Alabama Public Television Saturday afternoons, January 22nd, 29th, and February 19th, with local listings at the website aptv.org. A resource for information about the official United States Civil Rights Trail is the book of the same name by Lee Sentell. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.